Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Paul Whiteman and Harry Houdini, take a gamble, have a vocabulary lesson, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, March 24th, marked the birth in Budapest, Hungary, of Eric Weiss. You may know him better as the foremost magician and escape artist of his time, Harry Houdini. He began performing magic as a teenager and billed himself as Eric the Great, but after reading a book by the famous French illusionist Jean-Eugène Robert Houdin, he changed his name to Houdini. His first shows consisted of card tricks, and he called himself the King of Cards, but he soon began experimenting with handcuffs and all manner of restraints. Vaudeville booking agent Martin Beck signed him to the Orpheum Vaudeville circuit in 1899, where he was billed as a challenge escape artist. He toured throughout the U.S. and Europe, and in 1916 began a film career, starring in five silent pictures, some of which he wrote and directed. He died on Halloween, 1926. So in honor of escape artist Harry Houdini, here are some rapidly rotating records having to do with escape, beginning with Charlie Kuhn's Kasani Club Orchestra.
Empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight? Are you rounding up the doggies, the strays of long ago? Are you on the trail of Buffalo? Empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight? Are the rustlers on the border, or a band of Navajo? Are you heading for the Alamo? Empty guns, covered with rust. Where do you talk tonight? Empty boots, covered with dust. Where do you walk tonight? Empty saddles in the old corral. My tears would be dry tonight. If you'll only say I'm lonely as you carry my old pal. Empty saddles in the old corral. From the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bold and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped a steer, cause I don't know how, and I sure ain't fixin' to start it now. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, wee, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
Thank you. and yet I can't escape from you. I'm free as the birds in the trees. I'm even free to sail the seven seas. And yet I can't escape from you. I could ride away and hide away where we were miles apart. But when I got there, I'd find you there, right in my heart. And so you see that I'm really not free. I'm so afraid you might escape from me. And yes, I can't escape from you.
Rose up and said, Go easy. I'm colored like you.
George McLennan's Jazz Band, accompanying George McLennan from an OK 78, whacked September 29th, 1926, and Narrow Escape, describing a narrow escape of a different kind from what Harry Houdini generally performed. If George McLennan sounded like Burt Williams in that vocal performance, it's because he meant to. George McLennan was adopted at an early age by Burt Williams. We began this escape set of songs with I Can't Escape From You as part of a medley of songs from the film Rhythm on the Range, performed by Charlie Kuntz and his Kasani Club Orchestra in December of 1936. The vocalist was George Barkley, and we heard Empty Saddles, I Can't Escape From You, and I'm an Old Cowhand. Then we heard a complete version of I Can't Escape From You by Eddie Duchin and his orchestra with the vocal by Jerry Cooper from 1936. I Can't Escape From You was written by Leo Robin and Richard Whiting. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, March 28th, marked the birth in 1890 in Denver, Colorado, of Paul Whiteman. He was born into a musical family, his father being superintendent of musical education for the Denver public school system. In 1907, Paul was playing viola in the Denver Symphony Orchestra, and in 1914, the San Francisco Symphony. In 1918, he was serving in the U.S. Navy, where he organized and trained musicians in the Naval Training Camp Symphony. Also in 1918, he formed a dance band in San Francisco and was soon playing at the Fairmont Hotel. His first recording session was on August 9, 1920, for Victor, and he soon became the best-known American band leader. From March to August of 1923, the band made their first tour of England, and it was upon their return to the U.S. from this trip that Whiteman was crowned the King of Jazz by the Bucher Band Instrument Company of Elkhart, Indiana. The orchestra played in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1923, which ran at the New Amsterdam Theater from October 20, 1923, until May 10th of the following year. On February 12, 1924, Paul Whiteman and his Palais Royal Orchestra performed a concert at Aeolian Hall in New York, billed as an experiment in modern music, where George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue was introduced. Whiteman and Gershwin recorded it a few months later on June 10th. In 1930, Whiteman starred in the Universal picture The King of Jazz, the first musical filmed in Technicolor. Whiteman's other films included Thanks a Million in 1935, Strike Up the Band in 1940, 1944's Atlantic City, and Rhapsody in Blue in 1945. He was also in the Broadway musical shows George White's Scandals of 1922, Lucky in 1927, Jumbo in 1935, and he was immensely popular on radio throughout the 30s. During the 1940s and 50s, Whiteman worked as musical director for the American Broadcasting Company, but reformed his orchestra from time to time during those decades. In the early 60s, Whiteman played in Las Vegas before retiring. Paul Whiteman died of a heart attack on September 29, 1967, in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Here are three from Paul Whiteman.
McCoy was a boy who could play, you bet. Oh, how they swayed when he played on his old cornet. He's got a smile and a cute little style that's all his own. He'd mute his old cornet and then he'd make it moan. Do-a-da-do-a-da-do-a-da-do. Nothing to it but it's sweet. That tune goes right to your feet. Do what a do made a hit with the girls. They had their hair bobbed and gave him the curls. Oh, how he blew. That do what a do what a do. Thank you.
Thank you. laughing at the dark clouds rolling by, rolling. Listen to the bluebirds, pretty little bluebirds, singing by the sunbeams light the sky. They're saying bad luck, on your way, good luck. Sitting on a rainbow, looking at the rainbow, pitter-patter, pitter-patter, laughing at the dark cloud rolling by.
Whiteman and his orchestra with the King's Jesters, John Ravencroft, George Howard, and Francis Burton, all sitting on a rainbow on June 9, 1930. Sitting on a Rainbow was written by Dan Dougherty and was preceded by The Rhythm Boys and Night Owl from the movie Take a Chance, written by Herman Hupfeld. That was recorded September 11, 1933. And we began that little tribute to Paul Whiteman with Billy Murray, September 5th, 1924, performing the vocal on Do Wackadoo. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, each and every Sunday evening at 6 here on KISL Avalon, and available anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to Glenn at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
It's time now for this week's vocabulary lesson. The word for this evening is epistemic, E-P-I-S-T-E-M-I-C. Epistemic is an adjective and means of or relating to knowledge or knowing. And I just know you're going to love this next set of rapidly rotating records. Here are the Memphis Jazzers.
Thank you. want them too, but you gotta know how. You can make them sigh when you say goodbye, but you gotta know how. You can make them jump through this, you can make them jump through that, but you find you'll never miss, and you gotta know how. Once a pal of mine stole a gal of mine, but I got her back now. It's the same old song, he couldn't hold her long, cause he didn't know how. When you kiss your girl, you can make her holler, oh sir, what's that? Oh yes sir, but you gotta know how.
How to make them jealous of you. My baby knows how. Who has taught me what real bliss is? Who knows how to feed me kisses? My baby knows how. She's got that way, that certain way. Hey, you know what I mean. And am I fond of it? Say, I love it. And how? I ask you, who turns no's right into yeses? You don't even need three guesses. My baby knows how.
Thank you.
Some epistemic songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We began with the Memphis Jazzers in November of 1929 and Don't Know and Don't Care, written by Porter Granger. Porter Granger played piano in that band, but other than that, the personnel are unknown. Next, it was the Arcadian Serenaders with the vocal by Morty Livingston and You Gotta Know How, written by Walter Donaldson. The Arcadian Serenaders was a band put together by Wingy Minone to play at the Arcadia Ballroom in St. Louis, but by the time this recording was made, about a year later, on October 26, 1925, Wingy had left the band. You Gotta Know How to Love was followed by My Baby Knows How, Adrian Schubert and his orchestra, credited on the label of that Banner 78 as the Missouri Jazz Band. The vocalist on that October 18, 1926 recording was Arthur Fields. We finished up with Gene Goldkett and his orchestra, Bix on Cornet, November 24, 1924, and I Didn't Know. And in case you didn't know, I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. I'm just back from Las Vegas, where I visited with my aunt and cousin, who were out here from Boston on a little vacation. So here's a set of Rapidly Rotating Records having to do with gambling, beginning with Zez Confrey and his orchestra.
Kitten,
yeah.
Let's go. 7, lucky 7 too. Just like lies across the ice. That's the way I buck them dice. Okay. I make 8 of from Decatur, also Little Joe. I don't have to snap them twice, cause I really buck them dice, yes. Mama thought that I was in school, learning to be nice. I'm gonna tell you something now. I was down on Rampart Street. Learned how to buck them twice, yes. When I holler, stand at attention. Up jumps 2 bright fives. Listen, take a fool's advice. You gotta learn how to buck them. Buck them dice, yeah. Down, I caught them.
A set of rapidly rotating records having to do with gambling. We began with Zez Confrey and his orchestra and Nickel in the Slot from a Victor 78 recorded March 7th, 1924. Then it was Al Katz and his Kittens, May 3rd, 1926, and Ace in the Hole, written by Elmer Scoble and Louis Panico. Ace in the Hole was also recorded 9 days later by the University Six, a pseudonym for the California Ramblers. We finished up with Fats Waller and his rhythm, January 2nd, 1941, and Buckin' the Dice, written by Cedric Wallace, who played bass in the band, and Tiny Parham. It's time now for that portion of the show we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because we play rapidly rotating records having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start us off are Arden and Omen. Thank you.
wearing a frown. My baby's back, my baby's back. Hey, hey, cock-a-doodle, I'm off my noodle, and soon my arms will be round. My baby's back, my baby's back. Yes, sir, I made my mind up, mind up. We were all through before, but now I'll wind up, loving her more and more. Cock-a-doodle, I'm off my noodle, I'm off dressing in black. My baby's back, my baby's back.
Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra with the vocal by Paul Hagen and Somebody's Lonely, recorded by Brunswick on March 23, 1926. Somebody's Lonely was preceded by Cock-a-Doodle, I'm Off My Noodle, written by Charlie Tobias and performed by Jack Hilton's Hiltonians on March 25, 1927. The vocalist was the American saxophonist Al Starita, who had been hired by Jack Hilton to lead the band at London's Kit Kat Club. We began with duo pianists Victor Arden and Phil Oman and Ragamuffin, written by Jesse Greer and recorded March 26, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.